Well, this one wasn't pretty, and it wasn't from the beginning, hey? Let me turn that up so you can actually hear. Not pretty, though, from the beginning.
We didn't shoot well at all. And we just were a little bit short on some of our shots. And I think our defense was awesome. You know, we only gave up 22 points in the first half, or whatever it was, 24. So defensively, we were right there. But, you know, we can't have starters not make shots. And we just didn't. And nobody did. You know, look at our shooting percentage. It was like 31%.
How do you miss all 16 three-point shots? And this is a team where every girl can shoot the three.
Yeah, and we haven't been spending enough time on our own getting in the gym and shooting on the dish. And we're going to have some time to do that coming up here. And this game, you know, would have been nice to be 21-6, yes. This game doesn't mean anything for us. You know, we've already got our game that we're going to host. It's would have been a good win for us, you know, across the Upper Peninsula. But they have, you know, two seniors or whatever the heck they had, and they still have a lot of freshmen. But just that experience hurts us a little bit.
Well, and it was just early on. You got off to that sluggish start, and we've seen that before. And the girls have been able to come back and take control of it. But, boy, tonight you did come back and tie the game once, but never could get over that hump.
We just made so many of those errors that, you know, our offense isn't based on dribbling. And that's all we did for three quarters of the night was just catch and dribble, catch and dribble, catch and dribble, catch and dribble. And that works against some of the bad teams, but teams that are a little bit better coached, that's going to catch up with you. And I've been telling them, you guys got to stop putting it on the floor so much, stop putting it on the floor so much. And tonight it was like, I caught it, dribbled, took two dribbles past you, took two dribbles past you. So we struggle a little bit getting into our offense. And like Brooke said to me the other day, she's like, you know, we've only had like five practices in the last 3 weeks, if that, you know.
Because of the weather.
Because of the weather, and we had some days built in that were off. And then when the Finlandia game gets moved, then we take a couple extra days off. And then the Marinette game's canceled, so then we took a couple more days off. And like I said, we've gone kind of the wrong direction as far as conditioning goes. And so that's hurt our shooting a little bit that way. So we have a few days to build some conditioning in, and then get prepared for our tournaments.
13 for 23 at the line, too. That's not good enough, and that's unusual also for this team.
1 for 4, 1 for 5, 1 for 2. Keisha had a great game tonight.
Yeah, she kept you in it, didn't she?
You know, again, we have 1 for 4s and 1 for 5s. That's just not 1 for 2 out of, like, Julianne shouldn't even miss one because she's such a good free throw shooter. I guess on the year she's not, but... Yeah, that's really, you know, we've been around that 70, 75% for most of our games, and we just didn't get it done again today. But I'm still proud of the total package that our players have put forth this regular season. You know, we went, like you say all the time, we got our butts handed to us by 64 points, and ever since then, they have just decided to be champions. And this is not even a setback for us. It's good for us to be able to watch, learn, and really start hopefully applying some pressure the right ways when we get going forward.
Well, I think it'll make them a little hungry, too. Not that they're not going to be anyway when Gogebic comes in 9 days. But, you know, just that's going to leave a little foul taste in their mouth when they head back to practice.
Yeah, you know, I hope so. You know, and who knows what their character is going to be and what they're going to say. I think it will. We'll take tomorrow off because they're not going to get home till, you know, 2 o'clock. So we'll take tomorrow off. We'll probably go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then we will, you know, maybe take the weekend off and, you know, get a Monday, Tuesday in and be ready on Wednesday for our home game.
All right. Last word here about Keisha. She had an outstanding game for you. I had her for 20, actually. They have her down for 18 points. She busted her butt in there,
yep.
Didn't she?
And, you know, she's been doing a lot of good things for the last 3-4 games, I think, as far as being aggressive and trying to score. She had to have more than 5 rebounds.
Yeah,
she sure she had to have. So, so who knows? But we didn't get a rebound at 43-28.
I think you're going to end up. I think you're going to end up going over the film, I think, and checking things out.
Yeah. But you know, she's been rebounding, getting that 8 or 9, you know, and playing 15 minutes here and there, and then you know, she played 20 minutes tonight. Probably played a little bit more than that too, But she's, the last five games, you know, she came to my office and said, hey, what do I need to do to play more? It's like, you got to go out to kick somebody in the butt. And I think that's what she did tonight. She's been doing that for the last, you know, three, four games.
All right, Rob. Well, we'll get the guys' game going here in about 15 minutes. So we're going to let you go, let you get in and talk to the girls. But thanks for coming up.
All right. Thanks,
Don't
Jack.
Fall on your way down, please.
I know. It's a long ways for me.
Okay. Rob Robinson, a coach of the Norse from the top of the bleachers here at Finlandia University, where the Finlandia girls got the victory. But that score is wrong, too. They have it 59-47. That's not what the final score was. It was actually 57-49. Was your final score. So there's a few things wrong on the score sheet here, but anyway, 57-49 is your final. Keisha Davis, your player of the game tonight in our broadcast from here in Hancock. So coming up, we're going to take a break and give you the stats on this one. We'll also get our interview with Matt Johnson of the Norse, who I interviewed on the bus on the way up here because of the way timing went. So you'll hear a little bit of engine noise in that interview. But anyway, we're going to take a three-minute break, come back, give you the final stats of this one, and then get you ready for the men's game. A three-minute break. Final score, 57-49 in favor of Finlandia. Bay College Radio is Maverick 106.